We are blessed in the city with a fair bit of green space and lots of green parks. Believe me, I know. I used to live in Montreal, and there's not very many places you can take your dog other than up on the mountain. But here, there are a few that are extra special and are worth the effort of loading your pooch into the car to get there. And here's my top 10 list of off-leash walks in the city. Number 1, Riverdale Park. This park spans the Lower Don River between Cabbage Town to the west and Broadview Avenue in Riverdale. It's off-leash at certain hours of the day. Number 2 is Dog Hill at High Park. High Park is 400 acres between Bloor and the Queensway, just west of Parkside Drive. And the address is 1873 Bloor Street West. The park has a semi-fenced-in off-leash area and is well-marked. There's a central dog play area, complete with a water hydrant for the dogs, lots of walking trails, and there's a babbling brook to play in. It's a great place to take a break and go for a walk with your dog. Number 3, Jack Darling Park. It is located at 1180 Lakeshore Road, west in Mississauga, midway between Southdown Road and Mississauga Road on the east. It's all fenced in with tables, poop and scoop bag dispensers, parking, and restrooms. This park is about 10 acres. It has hills, open areas, wooded areas, and shady areas. And it's a wonderful place for the dogs. Number 4, Sherwood Park, which spans from Lawrence and Young Street to Bayview Avenue and Blythewood. At the east end of the park, it's all off-leash, where the dog can run in a wooded area. It's very beautiful, and you can cover quite a few trails there. I love playing hide-and-seek with my clients' dogs behind the trees. Number 5, Cedarville Ravine, which can be accessed from Cedarville Park at Ava Road and Everdeen, or it can be accessed from Glen Eyre Road at the bottom, or off of Phil Wright Arena off of Arlington. I find it's a great park. I used to take my dogs there so much that I think my dog, Billy, at one time, telepathically speaking, was asking me if I could put a pond in the middle of the park for her to play in. And I told her I couldn't afford it. So it's nice to be able to walk your dog off leash in Cedarville Ravine. You've got a beautiful trail, and providing your dog is good at staying out of stagnant water in the summertime, that stretch of the ravine at the bottom end is quite nice to walk with your dog. I always find I like to go to Lonsdale and Spadina afterwards, grab an ice cream or a coffee, and turn around and walk back. Number 6, the Eastern Beaches is a section of Lake Ontario shoreline, which includes Balmy Beach, Kew Beach, and Woodbine Beach. They can be off-leash between the fence and the concrete retaining wall. I've been there myself, and it's quite nice to see the dogs running off-leash in that area, because part of that is exposed to the water. So the dogs can have a lot of fun frolicking in the water, and after that type of play, you can always clip your leash on your dog and take him for a nice walk along the boardwalk and share a sausage or two. Number 7, Don Valley Brickworks, which is located off the Bayview Extension between Prince Edward Viaduct, it's Bloor, Danforth, and Pottery Road. It's a fenced area. It's got at least one other fenced area buried in the hiking trails, and that's a lot of fun for your dogs to go there. It's the Bayview Extension, south of Pottery Road. And number 8 is Sunnybrook Park. This park is north of Eglinton Avenue, east and west of Leslie Street. I believe it's off-leash 24 hours. It's got benches, poop bags, parking, and there's a very small area where dogs can run off-leash. But you can walk your dog through the woods and cross Bayview into Sherwood Park. And it's a good 1 hour to 2 hour walk. Number 9 is Rose Hill Reservoir Park on Pleasant Boulevard. At the top of the park, there are water pools. A few people that I have known have their dogs off leash, And you can walk down the hill into the ravine, which is quite a nice walk, and then cross over Mount Pleasant and continue walking. So that's another beautiful walk for you and your dog. And number 10 is the Humber River. Just at the very edge of Toronto, what used to be Etobicoke, my favorite part of the trail is around Bloor Street, west and towards the south. There are all kinds of trails there and the river itself, and it never seems to be too busy. So I'm sure I've left some wonderful places off the list. If you have a favorite that I haven't mentioned here, why don't you drop me a line? I'd love to hear about it. And I can always come up with another top 10 favorite places to take your dog. So you can email me at Dina@dinaspeaksdog.com.